Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom. Halacha Beis. Easier Gemara than yesterday. Okay? I don't write them, as you know. I only say them over. The korban we're talking about, the korban which is brought for a shvua, for an improper shvua, although we're not going to talk about that tonight, really, but it's the same korban. The korban brought for an improper oath, or for several other reasons, including entering the base of mikdash tameh or eating a korban when one is tameh, is the same korban. And it's called carbon olaviorate, meaning it's called a carbon which goes up and down. Remember that term, Mr. Zuber. Carbon olaviorate. It goes up and down. Why is it called go up and down?
Bottom line,
right. Because in fact, what kind of carbon you bring depends on your tax bracket. If you're a high tax bracket, you're being a more expensive carbon. Low tax bracket, you're being a less expensive carbon. Okay, so this carbon olaviorate is brought for tumas mikdash and tumas kachim. If you enter Beis Hamikdash when you're tamei, or if you ate kachim when you're tamei, but it's only if you did it without awareness. However, this is unlike any other prohibition in the Torah, in that in order to bring this korban, you must have known you were tamei before entering the Beis Hamikdash, or having eaten the korban and forgotten. That's important. You have to have yediyah, awareness, beforehand. Halim, then forgetfulness, then yediyah basof, then awareness again. Okay? So kol sheyesh bo yediyah b'tchila, there's awareness at the beginning, yediyah basof, awareness at the end. Halim ben asayim, and you forgot in the middle. Hareis bo olaviyor, you bring this carbon olaviyorit, turning to the base. Yesh bo yediyah b'tchila ve'im bo yediyah basof. What if you were aware that you were talking maybe before entering the Beis Hamikdash or before eating the Kodesh, but then you did not become aware subsequently? In other words, you remain ignorant for the rest of your life that you had become that you were talking and did the enter Beis Hamikdash Shrei Kachim. So then Soya Nasa Bifnim, the goat which is made inside the Beis Hamikdash, as opposed to the goat which is sent La Azazel on Yom Kippur, Tole, it suspends suspends any penalty to him, any punishment that the hands of heaven, Achis Vada, until he gets around to Achis Vada, until he becomes aware of this matter, Vyavi Bo Biyard, and then when he becomes aware of it, he brings the Korban Ola Biyard. Okay? So you must have Yidia Betchila, Yidia Helim Bemtza, Yidia Basop. Awareness beforehand, forgetfulness when you enter the Mikdash or the Kodesh, and then awareness at the end. However, that there is, you have to know beforehand, know afterwards, and forget in the middle. Tam Lorcus Bo says, Venelam, Shnei Poem. It says, Nelam twice. Now, people, some of them have difficulty with this drasha. We need two awarenesses, not two forgetfulnesses. So what do we learn out from Venelam, Shnei Poem? But the Gemara says, "Miklau." From this we derive Shabbosla Yediyah Betchila Ubasof Helim Ben Asayim, that he was aware at the beginning and aware at the end, and forgetfulness at the in the middle. So how do we know that if it says Nelam twice? So I think the Pshat is like this: the Pshat is Nelam twice implies the flip side of not knowing is knowing. So therefore, it was Nelam. And then Nelam again, It must be between the two Nelams you had a idea, right? You had awareness. And of course, the final idea is what it requires you a carbon. So it must mean that there was an unawareness because nothing happened. Then there was an awareness. Then you forgot again, and that's when you entered the Beis HaMikdash or the Kachim, and then you became aware again. That's the catalyst for you bringing carbon. So it's really two idios, Vehelim Bein Asayim. Yes, of course, there's a Helim prior to the first idea because there's nothing to know at that point. But it's two awarenesses and the awareness and forgetfulness in between those two. That's what generates the Chiyuv of carbon. Akadunk Rabbi Kiva. Now that makes sense, according to Rabbi Kiva. Now Rabbi Kiva, I misrepresented Rabbi Kiva's approach yesterday, which is not germane because we didn't spend much time on it, but I did in passing mention Rabbi Kiva incorrectly. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon the following machlokas. Rabbi Kiva, there are four variables, really, actually three variables. The three variables when you're dealing with them. No. There are four variables. When you're dealing with Tumas Mikdash for Kadosh, one is whether it's Mikdash or Kodesh, right? We don't mean either entering the base of Mikdash or eating the carbon. The other is what you forgot. Did you forget that you were Tame? Or did you forget that this was the base of Mikdash or that this was carbon? Right? So now, Rabbi Kiva holds that both by eating Kodesh and by eating Mikdash and by entering the base of Mikdash, you forgot you're only liable if you forget
yesterday you said
it was wrong. That was my mistake. So actually, it's no, he has to forget the tumah.
Let me just check it out.
Yes. Okay, the Ribbaz brings it down. In other words, you only liable karmic if you forget the tumah, not if you forget the kodesh and the mikdash. If you don't realize this is based on mikdash, or you don't realize this kodesh, that doesn't generate a chiyuv of a karma.
That's what you said yesterday.
What?
I thought that's what you said.
No, what I said yesterday is that you only chayv on mikdash and not on kodesh. Only on entering the base. If I said it, what you're saying, I said it correctly. Okay, so fine. I'm happy to have said it.
Joke about going to Orlando to the Holy Land.
Yeah, no. Kohen Rabbi Kiva, you're not liable in that case. Kohen Rabbi Shmuel, you are. Kohen Rabbi Kiva, you have to forget your tame. If you, in other words, two possibilities: forgetfulness. You either forgot your tame, or you forgot that in the Beis Hamikdash, right? Just like by Shabbos, two possibilities, right? Either you forget it Shabbos or forget that this Malacha is also, right? So Rabbi Akiva holds that here you must have forgotten the Tumah that you were Tameh. That's where it generates, that's called the Idea, you knew you were Tameh. You forgot you were Tameh and they remembered afterwards. But if you knew this is a Beis HaMikdash, forgot this is a Beis HaMikdash. Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. I did say it right. You knew it was a Beis HaMikdash, forgot it was a Beis HaMikdash, and then remembered after it was a Beis HaMikdash, then according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not liable to korban. No, I didn't say it right. You're not liable to korban in that case. Okay? It's only if you knew the tumah, forgot the tumah, remembered the tumah. Not if you knew Beis HaMikdash, forgot Beis HaMikdash, remembered Beis HaMikdash, or knew Kodesh, knew it was a korban, forgot it was a korban, and then remembered afterwards it was a korban. So there, it has to be that the helim is on the tumah. Rabbi Shmuel holds, no matter what you forget, you're still liable. Okay, whether you forgot the tumah or forgot the carbon in the middle or the carbon mikdash, doesn't matter. Okay, so that's what Mara says. Akduk Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there's one word for nalam extra. Why is it extra? Because there's only one type of nalam for him. There's only one type of helim when you forget the tumah, not when you forget the mikdash or the kodesh. So there's one word nalam superfluous to make the drasha in the idea b'tchila idea b'sof and the Helen Beno sign. They need to awareness at the beginning, awareness at the end, and forgetfulness in the middle. However, Rabbi Shmuel, what did I say? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel needs both words for Nehalim in order to teach us that whether the problem is Tumas Mikta, forgetting the Tuma or forgetting the Mikdash, and the Kodesh, you're still liable. So it says the Gemara for a carbon. So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, it's like Rabbi. The Rabbi, our Rabbi says, menu. It says, but enachnami, the nelam is not superfluous. But it says, v'nelami menu. It becomes forgotten from him, right? What does mimenu teach us? That he knew at some point, and it became forgotten from him, right? Miklaus Yodea means that he initially knew, and then he forgot. So that's how we derive from the grammar, or rather from the inference of the pasuk, we derive that there need to have tchiyutia betchila. Okay, says the Gemara, v'yoda. Says actually, you know, besides the other man, we could be called from which he knew, said he knew. Or says v'yoda, right? Also haresh shtei yedios. So v'nelim man, the flip side, which is that he knows. And Fuyada, which is actually people knowledge, that tells us that it has to have two awarenesses, before and after. It says Marhar Rabbi Shmuel Krebi. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi in that Joshua. Rabbi Krebi Shmuel, does Rabbi when he says that Shfulish, that Yitiyah Satum are two which are four? Is that Bafu going like Rabbi Shmuel? Because Kodesh and Shmuel, you have two variables, Kodesh and Mikdash, as being what you're eating or entering, and also Tuma, forgetting the Tuma or forgetting. That is the base of Mikdash or Kodesh. So it's Rabbi going out of Rabbi Shmuel. So Mar Nova, Fido Krabi Akiva. So you can even go out of Rabbi Akiva. He a Dia Vehelin Betumas. What are the two which are four? Not two types of tumor pertaining to two types of scenarios. Rather, the two types of components comparing to two different scenarios. How so? Who a Dia Vehelin? Who a Dia Vehelin Betumas Mikdash? The two which are four are Mikdash and Kodesh. Those are the two. And the four components of that are awareness and forgetfulness. Okay? So those are the components in all those issues which we're talking about. So the two which are four, not two, four different cases, because there aren't four different cases which are Chayav Korban and Korban Yekiva. Because now Matami, where you forgot about the Kodesh Mikdash, you only forgot about the Tumah. But nevertheless, you can have two which are four in terms of the components of the case. With the two cases of Kodesh and Mikdash, the components are Yediyah and Helem, and those are the four things, not four separate cases, but four aspects, two per case. Okay? So says the Gemara, "Bis the boy, the Shmina Minato." There are those who wanted to learn out from here. V'yadah v'ash minhacha from here. Says he knew and he was guilty. Paulo Kvar Nehemiah raises Vutamei Vashem. It's all in the parsha of this Tumas Mikdash Tumas Kodesh. And the main Oinyan Liyadiyah Betchila, if it's not in order to teach us Yediyah ahead of time, Tell you the teacher that so you have to know afterwards, which of course is difficult. The Gemara is immediately going to ask on that. Of course, you have to know the end. Otherwise, it can't be a carbon. But you don't need a pasuk to tell us you became aware after the Aveira. That's by definition requires being a carbon. So, Rabbi Abun boy, Rabbi Abun asked this exact question. Said, "Lo no dalo basov, hech maybe carbon. You don't become aware of that you sin after being a carbon. You don't need a pasuk to tell us that you guys had the idea at the end." Without he did, he has that awareness of what he did. He's never been a korban, right? So therefore, what he meant to say is that if you don't need a pasuk to teach us that it becomes aware at the end, because that's pashut, because you can't be a korban unless you become aware that you're liable to a korban, right? So it has to do then with awareness at the beginning. Okay? In other words, from this pasuk, they learn out that it says, v'yadava Hashem. So now we derive that there's an extra yediyah. What's the extra yediyah? The extra yediyah is prior to actually having committed the Tumas Mikdash or Tumas Kodesh. Hey, Siv, when they ask a question like this, Harei Ksiv, doesn't it say, If he becomes aware of his sin, behavior, he brings any korban, generic korban, it's not necessarily our korban, right? Volaviori. So if that's the case, if it's used the language over there, oh, dialogue, right? Me'atim enoinali adias, should be adias sof. If it's not necessary for the awareness at the end, tenoinali adias tchila. Shatel tells that any korban you bring, for any of it, has to be one you knew the was also forgot. And then did it anyway, and then remembered, right? Because can't be the awareness at the end only, because it's partial that then you're liable. That you need to have awareness at the end, because otherwise carrying a korban. That's going to awareness at the beginning. So it says, Gemara, Apostle of Mechuve Chatos, Vashamos Vadoim. They said, no. They said, the only time that, what do we do with Odaila? I'm sorry, I stopped the middle of the sentence. Pratam b'chiyavi chatos v'shomas v'adoyim sha'over lem yom ha-kippurim sh'arvi and achri yom kippurim, that that's being at the carbon at the, this talking about that which it says Odaila v'chatoso. It's talking about that when you become aware of whatever sin you committed, even if it's after Yom Kippur, you still have to bring the korban. If you definitely commit a sin, you definitely have to bring the korban, even if Yom Kippur passed over you. Yom Kippur's kapara does not deprive you of the requirement to bring a korban. How we know that? From the pasuk of Odaila b'chata. So it's not talking about some transposing the idea of Yedia b'tchila with initial awareness from our Gemara. Rather, it has to do with Odaila b'chata means, and there's no statute of limitations. Whenever you become aware that you commit a sin, even after Yom Kippur, even after several Yom Kippur, you still have to bring a korban.
Well, that's what the Mishnah said.
Right. So we learned that. So we learn out of the pasuk of Hodai Love Chatoso. That doesn't have to do with your knowledge of the prohibition. Rather, when you become aware, whenever you become aware of the what you committed. So
I understand the whole. Why are they discussing about why the word of Hodah is there? There has to be Hodah. If there is no Hodah at the beginning.
No, that's begin. No, you don't. No, that's the whole point. We don't need to tell the pasuk doesn't have to tell us that Hodah to be at the end. That's partial. If you don't know at the end, you're not bringing a korban, right?
Why is so, question in the beginning too?
No, but if that's only by we're saying it's only by korban olaviyoreth like that. By any other korban in the Torah, you don't need the idea of betchila. You don't need to know this is chazer before you eat before you ate it, in order to bring a korban. Even if you found that afterwards, you still have to eat chazer. That's where is our problem here, because our problem is that olaviyoreth love chadaso, which is an extra puzzle, seems to indicate that you have to know every aver before you commit it, but we know that that's not true. We know that only by korban olaviyoreth you have to know beforehand that you're about to transgress an aver. So that's how you're supposed to tell us that anybody who's chayav a korban has to be in that korban even after Yom Kippur. Okay? So it says, Mara v'chayove Hashem esklim p'turin. It's only if you're chayav a definite korban. Or if you're chayav an Hashem toli, so Hashem toli, which is brought when you're mesupak, if you commit an aver or not, that, if Yom Kippur passed over, you don't have to bring. Okay? That's the part. How do we tell Talmud Lomar? Again, how do we know if you definitely found out you commit aver after Yom Kippur, you must bring that definite korban? Because it says, top of Dalit, Amid Aleph. It also says the Torah besides the top of Dalit, Amid Aleph. But when he becomes aware of his definite sin, when he becomes aware of it, he brings Aflach Yom Kippur, even after Yom Kippur. Now the thing is, you really don't have chumashim here. Thank you. says there, you know, why don't you read straight for me, Mr. Zuger, read for me the first five psukim in English. Translation.
It's a terrible
translation.
It's
no better? It's a terrible translation.
This is Hirsch.
No, that's Hirsch. That he has Hirsch. So in any event, it's a terrible translation. But the point is that in those five psukim, it doesn't say anything about eating Kodesh or entering the Beis HaMikdash, right? And this is the point of this is talking about carbon olive yored. So how do we know that it's talking about entering the Beis HaMikdash or tumas? Or eating a korban, right? Keep a chumashim open. So it says more. El altumas mikdash v'kadosh minayin she'ein v'dar be'el altumas mikdash kadosh. How do we know? It's stated in the pasuk, right? Don't say nothing in the pasuk, right? So it says more. It's a logic. He's yivana shaydei tuma v'chiv korban shaydei tuma. Later on, it says that in Vayikra it says they should not defile my beis hamikdash and my kodshim, right? And there, that's the warning. Here it says bring a korban on Saint do a tuma. So logic dictates that whatever the prohibition is over there is mistama what the discussion is over here. Okay, so it's just the logic. Maonish of fourth line down. Maonish va'azor amul la'alon, just like the punishment and the prohibition mentioned later on. But tuma speitos shlosh of it's talking about where you're mitame the beis hamikdash or korbanos. Actually, of carbon. So when you're alive, it's a carbon. It's on altumas mitzvah shlosha on the two of the base of mitzvah or carbonus. Another now says more another pshar. Les ben Yaakov imel mitok. Well, actually, it's a question. Les ben Yaakov asked mitok shneim aloch alti b'nimi menu. It says when you come and bring up your meiser shein to Yerushalayim, you have to say I did not eat it when I was in aninus, when I was in avelus. So that's case Yochel Yisrael Shochah Meiser Oinen. What if Yisrael ate Meiser Sheni when he was in Oinen, right? Or Tomei, or when he was Tomei, Yavi maybe carbon, maybe Shmei carbon as well. Maybe that's included in the Tumah, which is mentioned in the first five Pesukim, which we read a few moments ago. Tamuloi Mami Eila. That's why it says in these Pesukim Meila from these. There are certain types too which are liable, certain types too which are not liable on. I says, well, if that's the case, if there's certain types that you are, certain types you're not, misa. Let me preclude if he saw a late Meister Shani when he was tormented because it's not a capital crime. But below Tisa Truma, maybe if he soil eats Truma when he's told, even a Kohen, eats Truma when he's tormented, Shuava Misa, and it's a capital crime, God smites you down dead. Shnemar Mesubo Kiyachalu, you shall die because you defiled it. Maybe if you didn't inadvertently bring the korban of the Beirut. That's why Tam Lomit says, Nachamol, a second time in these psukim, Me'ela. It says it actually twice. From these, Yesh Me'ela Chayev, Yesh Me'ela Potter. Some you're liable, some you're exempt. Says the Gemara, Mal Halon Truma Af Kan Truma. Still, maybe, okay, so maybe at Korbanos you're exempt. Maybe at Truma you're liable, right? Who says it's Korbanos which you bring the carbon oil of your right for eating carbonos when you're tame. Maybe it's for eating truma dafka when you're tame. So that's my logic. Didn't you learn all chayavi carbonos are learnt out from the paradigm of Avodah Zarah? Has to be a chait similar to the chait of Avodah Zarah in terms of its penalty in order to bring carbonos. Says more about Avodah Zarah, lamda kaveru shabateiro. Avodah Zarah teaches about all other avodas of Torah. Loimar, I teach you, ma Avodah Zarah miuchenes, Avodah Zarah is unique. Shechayovin, I was doing a kolis. If you commit Avodah Zarah intentionally, you get smitten down with the punishment of excision. Right? So there, so Bashigos Chatos. You do not intention to be a Chatos. Yotzta Truma, Truma compared to Avodah Zarah is a minor crime. God only smites you down dead. He does not excise you. So therefore, Karbonos are brought only on issues where the penalty is excision and above, not where the penalty is a mere death at the hands of heaven. So too by Karbon Olivier, we say the same thing. Okay? That's what it says. You have to trumashein el avon misa neh mele. It's only death. Says Mara. I'm Rabbi Chanina to Kumar Raimara. Rabbi Chanina said for Raimara. You want to learn from Avodah Zarah? If that's the case, for you, Avodah Zarah, learn from Avodah Zarah as well. Hold over midiachas. They shall need awareness after the fact, like Avodah Zarah. If you worship Avodah Zarah inadvertently, not knowing that this is prohibited, later on finding out. Doesn't matter, you're still liable to a carbon. You don't need the idea of bitchila, initial awareness prior to the forgetfulness in order to be liable. So I would say by carbon olive yore, you do. Ma chomis, meymar, betumas, no, it's good. Yeah, so chod of our mediach, so you need one awareness. So says the Gemara, Armalos, he said, Avodah Zarah, bekavua. No. Avodah Zarah, the paradigm of Avodah Zarah specifically relates to Chatos. And Chatos is different than Korban Olav Yared, because Chatos, there's no sliding scale. So if Chatos has definitely has you lesser catalyst for its obligation than Korban Olav Yared. In fact, you only need the Abasoif, not the Abitchila. So that's what it says. Avodah Zarah. I'm allowed by the Zarbik of what's a standard carb to us mean it's crushing by the beard, it's carb which fluctuates up and down. And the medium carb on the other beard, you don't learn a set carbon from one which fluctuates. Floor of beard, no one which fluctuates, me carb from the chamua. Hey! If that's the case, then wait a second! So who says you just said carbon oil of beard is not a truma because carbonates are only brought, chattas only brought where the penalty is excision. Now it's a mere death. Yes, but maybe that's only true about a chattas. I know it's true about a carbon of the earth. Maybe just like it has the leniency of a sliding scale, maybe it also has the leniency that we brought even if you eat truma of the tuma. Right? So says the Gemara. No. I can get out of that. Nemekah makes Zer Shabbat. It says here, Behemoth Tmeo. It says by the carbon of the earth, Behemoth Tmeo. And Nemekah Alon, and it says also later on in Vayikra Zayin. That's talking about actually eating carbonos when you're tameh, what punishment you get. That's where it mentions the excision. So there it says over there, behemoth tameh as well. Ma'abe tameh tameh, mortal island, just like the behemoth tameh, mentioned vayikra zayin, ba'am betumas ha'kodesh. It's where it has a tumor which pertains to eating called bonais. So to behemoth tameh, which is mentioned here, betumas ha'kodesh has to do with the problem with eating called bonais. Not eating anything less, such as truma. Eliel tumas hektesh. Only know this is true about the tuma of hektesh. Tumas of the meaning korbanos. Tumas mikdash. I don't know if it's true also about anything based on mikdash. We're going to talk about it. Tam because it's talking about its cute svara. It says, tumas so olav. Your tumas upon you. Your tumas upon you. What does it mean, betumas olav? So says the Gemara, it's machomis meimar. What did you see from that pasuk? So it says, betomish achor tor. It's talking about a tome who ate tor, or betor shach al tome. We don't know. What's the pasuk about? Is it pasuk talking about? Oops. Oh well. is a story about a person who's tummy who ate a korban whose which was tar, or a person whose tar ate a korban which is tummy. Which are we talking about in this process? So actually, we're asking two questions. We're asking how we know it's talking about tumas mikdash, and we're also asking how we know it's talking about where you were tummy and you ate the thing which is tar. So the Gemara actually kills these two birds with one stone. Tumasol alav. An interesting drush in one of the makes. Before I read inside, tumasol alav means the tumah is upon you. Tumah upon you means it's extrinsic to you. You can get it off. When can you get it off? How can you get tumah off of you? We're going to make for par aduma, right? So tumah sa'alah means the tumah is upon you. There's a way to remove it. The animal itself, once it becomes tummy, because it's a carcass, or it's not. Once it's slaughtered, there's no way of making it tohar. You can't take a carcass to the mikveh, right? So therefore, the pasuk which says tumasoa love, it's not going on the animal. It's not a removable tumah if it's on the animal. Rather, tumah is on the individual. If the tumah is on the individual, it's no different. Then it makes no difference whether he's entering the Beis HaMikdash or eating a korban. Those are equivalent crimes, right? If it's said that the animal is tameh, then specifically we're pertaining to eating an animal which is tameh, a korban which became tameh, because the Beis HaMikdash itself can't become tameh, obviously. It sticks in stones, cemented to the ground. But if we're talking about the person is tameh, then would pertain equally to whether he ate kodesh or entered the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so that says, Machov is vayim or tameh, shalachol is a tameh, it's not about a tameh, way tohar, or b'tohar shalachol tameh, tam aloy marakol, the puzzle says, b'tumas ha'alah, b'tumas ha'guf, lo b'tumas basar, it's tumah of his body, and not tumah of his, of the flesh which he's eating.
So Rabbi Kiva doesn't learn this.
Why?
Because
no, that's the nature of the tumah, but that's not the nature of the helim. Where there are machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is what you forget, not the nature of the tumah itself. Okay, Rabbi says a different pshat. Rabbi says that we have a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, which talks about over there about achila, about eating, and tumah so olav, and tumah is upon him. And he doesn't, you hear that pasuk to Masala. Actually, I didn't make this clear, but and I'm not going to make you read the Chumash, but then Vayikra Chabez is a play of the two ways there's to Masala, not in Vayikra Hey. This pasuk doesn't say his tumah is upon him. It says in Vayikra Chabez and Vayikra Perek Zayin. And Vayikra Chabez is a story about, it's a story about drawing nigh. Why don't you turn and read to us? Vayikra 22:3. Chabez Gimel. Whoever gets there first can read their translation. 22:3. Chav Beis Gimel.
Translated in German was the one I made a mistake. Okay. 22:3.
Yes.
Say unto them, whosoever ye should be of all your seed throughout your generations that approaches unto the holy name. Which the children of Israel have a hallow unto
Chitzen is upon him. Okay, to my soul, love.
That soul shall be cut off from before me. I am the Lord.
Okay, so it doesn't say there anything about eating, right? It just says coming, drawing nigh. What language is used there? What's your problem?
You're in the wrong place. This is 20:22. And by glory.
Yes, it approaches. That approaches unto holy things. So approaching unto holy things is not eating. So the first Tana uses that pasuk. Rebbe uses the pasuk in Vayikra Zayin Chav Chav Aleph. Why didn't you read us that pasuk? Vayikra 7:20-21. Yeah. Now look at Vayikra 7:20. Nachmos? Vayikra 7:20. said in Hashemos. Says they're also uncleanness upon him. That's what it points. Yeah. Yeah, go on.
And when anyone shall touch any unclean thing, whether it be the uncleanness of man or the uncleanness of beast, or any unclean desirable thing, and eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings that pertain unto the Lord, that soul shall be covered.
Okay, for two things. First of all, in that second passage we read, which is verse 21, it says behemoth mea, unclean beast or something like that, right? So that's Xer Shavat Vaikra Hey of unclean beasts, and just like over here it's a Chi of Kari, so it's over there it's a Chi of Kari. But the other thing is it says to Masolov in both Psukim, his uncleanness is upon him in Vaikra 22 and here in Vaikra 7, right? So with the Tanakh Madash in Vaikra 22, Rebbe didn't want to use that to Masolov. This he said because that we already used that Pasuk to teach us about Tumas Mikdash. Okay, they're talking about Tumas Mikdash, not just Tumas Kodesh. So he wants to say that he wants to use the Pasuk of Vayikra Zion, where it also says Tumas Olav, to teach us that. Wait a second, one second. I made a mistake. I made a big boo boo. Actually, not a big boo boo, minor boo boo. The Tumas Olav in Vayikra Chav Beis, which we use in order to learn Tumas Mikdash, is not because I explained it before incorrectly. The way it's learned out over there, Vayikra 22, is to teach us that it's also in the Beis Mikdash because of Gzeir Shava. It says Tumas Olav here in Vayikra Chav Beis in the Parshas Chukas in Bamidbar. It says Tumas Olav explicitly in the context of entering the Beis Mikdash Tomei. So that's how we learn that entering the Beis Hamikdash Tomei regenerates a Chi of Korban. Because they say Vayikra Hey and Vayikra 22 are the same subject matter. And Vayikra 22 is linked to Parshas Chukas, where it also talks about Tumas Olav and it says entering the Beis Hamikdash. Now, so that's how we know that Nichnas Hamikdash Tomei is one of the cases you bring Korban, it's not just if you ate Kodesh when you're Tomei. Now, since Rabbi says, since that Pasuk of Tumas Olav is already used to make the Gzeirah Shavah between Tumas Kodesh, eating carbon when you're Tomei, and Tumas Mikdash entering the Beis Hamikdash when you're Tomei, so therefore I need another Tumas Olav to teach us that it's when the individual who's Tomei ate Korbanos, because it's Tuma which can come off, as opposed to the carbon itself being Tomei. He says, that I learn out from Vayikra Zayin, where it talks about Achila, it talks about eating, because in Vayikra Zayin, opposed to Vayikra 22, it does talk about eating, and there it says Tumas Olav, so the Tumas upon him and not upon the flesh. Okay? So as he says here, let me just go back again and read that over again, because I messed it up before. So, Eli El Tumas Hekdesh. Tumas Hekdesh. And that we link to Parshas Chukos, where it talks about entering the Beis Hamikdash. Machlav Ismeimar. Now, new question. I forgot to make the interruption here. I went read on Tam Lov to Masol Lov and then went to Machlav Ismeimar. It's not a continuation. It's a new question. The Masol Lov is a Gzeir Shava. Now we ask Machlav Ismeimar. What did you want to say? B'tami Shalcha B'tar or B'tar Shalcha Tami? Is he Tami eating a carbon tar or is he Tari eating a carbon Tami? Tam Lov to Masol Lov and says his tumas upon him. B'tumas Aguf V'lo Tumas Basar. He's the one who's Tami. And the meat is not what's tummy. That's losing Vaikachot base for an additional drasha. Rabbi Yomer, don't use Vaikachot base for that. Rather eat, use the Basra Torah about Vachal, about eating, and to Masalah, which is Vaikra Zayin. Vaikra 7. Okay? But to Masaguvalo, but to Masbasar. It's where you're Tommy, not where the meat is Tommy. Tommy. Rabbi Chia Amar Chia says, Nebuchadnezzar Mashem Rabbim, V'namar Tuma L'Shem Yochim. Now, that's an interesting thing, what he's saying here. He says that Tuma is mentioned in the Pasuk in singular, right? Tuma, so a love, right? Where Tuma L'Shem Yochim, where its kachim are mentioned to in plural, right? Zevach Shlomim, right? Shlomim is plural. A love is singular. So since that's the case, he wants to say, "Hamanim kaim tumas so a love, but tumas aguf a love, but tumas baser." Actually, me manu, you can remove him. You have to baser shein to a person who can't come off the meat, right? That's how I explained it before. Rabbi Chi explains it differently. He says, "Tumas so love must be going upon him, not upon the animal, because the animal is mentioned in plural, zevach shlamim." If we were talking about tummy animals, it should say tumaso alehem, right? The tumas on them. When it says tumaso love singular, it's actually not going on the animal, but going on the individual. Okay? So says the Gemara, new issue. In came ma'il yom kippur, you go on kippur. What does yom kippur help if after yom kippur you have to bring your korbanos anyway? After bringing the commission said, if you find after yom kippur, you still have to bring your korbanos. So what does yom kippur do for you? I'm Rabbi Yisrael Buna, so it says, Nasi Yom Kippur in Ka'ashim Toli. Yom Kippur then has the status of Ashim Toli. Just like Ashim Toli is a stopgap measure to find before you found out if you actually committed that very or not of the Tone's view. And so too, May Slifneak Yom Kippurim, if you die for Yom Kippur, but you haven't achieved any Kapara whatsoever. After Yom Kippurim, after Yom Kippur, Kfar Kippur, but not the achieved Tone Kapara, but it's like an Ashim Toli. If you die after an Ashim Toli, you got some of your kapara, so Yom Kippur gives you some of your kapara. Full kapara, however, is not achieved if you find out sin unless you bring the actual kapara. Okay? Says the Gemara further, it says that the korban brought on Yom Kippur, the Sora Nasa Bifnim, atones for the impurity of Bnei Yisrael. I have three possible tumas to talk about. What tumah are you talking about? I have the existential tumas. What's an existential tumah? Tumas Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is called tumah. Mamad Tamei is Mikdashi. That's a reference to Avodah Zarah. Gilui Arayis is a licentious, also called tumah. Jeremiah says, Bildi Asos Michukos, Atoevos, not to put the repugnant things, and says there, tumah above the goyim who live there. Shvichus Domin. Murder is called to Moshem, a lot of Tammuz Oretz, right? So, but it's all the Arayish Vils done, the big three are all called to Moshem. Maybe on Yom Kippur, the Sawyer and Asmif Nimus Machaper on that, right? And that makes sense, because these are the big three. What else you want Yom Kippur to be Machaper on? Says Mar, no. Yola called to Moshem, Sawyer's and Machaper? Does the goat made inside the Kodesh Kodoshim and Kippur atone for that inside the Kodesh? Tam Lamed says meat to most, v'lo kol to most. Only atones for some. It says prepare al kodesh meat to most b'nei Yisrael from some of them. Ma matzina shechilek hakasuv. Where do you find the passage draw a distinction b'tumas mikdash v'kadoshav in the tumah of mikdash and kadoshav? Now in tumas mikdash kadoshav it says may ela from these. So that's in Vayikra. Hey. So to here it says me tumos, right? So therefore, just like it says me'ela by tumas mikdash kadoshim, so to it's the me tumos, which it says by the korban yom kippur, mamatir shchilah kosim tumas mikdash kadoshim, v'akam lochlok el tumas mikdash kadoshim. We will only draw means draw the distinction, but it means we'll only say that this korban oil of your that yom kippur the soya nasim ifnim works. For Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. They equate the May Ela by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav to the May Tumas, which is said by Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says you don't have to go that far. Rabbi Shimon says, turn the page, Mimkoim al Mukhra. Inherently, you can prove this from the korban itself, which is burning on Kippur. Shenam says, Vechiper HaKodesh Mitumos B'nei Yisrael. Vashtait, what does it say? Atone for the Kodesh Mitumos B'nei Yisrael. Doesn't say atone for Avod Yisrael, because they're Rajin Fichus Dom. It says atone for Kodesh. That's what the Sorei Nasa Rivdim does, right? Yocho HaTumas Mitash Kodosh of Soil Lecha Kol Tumah and Shabbat Kodesh. Tumah which is inside the Kodesh. Meaning on Mikdash Kodosh, not in any existential type of Tumah, but on true Tumah. Yocho HaTumas Mikdash Kodosh of Soir Zem Yechaber. So says the Gemara, is it on is it a tone for, does it tone for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, which you could yourself bring a carbon for? But Yom Kippur Soy Nasa Medina is a tone for one for which yourself bring a carbon, which means Yediyah B'Tchila, Helim B'Amtza, Yediyah B'Sof. Is it tone for those two? No. Kibchab. Tamar Mitzvah says, this possible tones for me Pish'ayim. This tone of tones for Pesha. What does Pesha mean? A criminal act. A criminal act, Elam is Elam Moidim, a rebellious act. It's amazing. This carbon atones for Mazin. Now, Nora says, what does Mazin mean? Not necessarily Mazin itself, but anything which a carbon doesn't work for. So this, Sarah Nasmifnim and Yom Kippur, the goat made inside the base, inside the Kodesh, Yom Kippur, atones for things for which you otherwise would not be able to bring carbonos. So anything which you otherwise could bring carbon for, which is the classic which you bring carbon of the yari, where there's yidiyah b'tchila, helim emes yidiyah b'sof, Yom Kippur's carbon is not mechaper for. Yom Kippur's carbon is only mechaper for cases such as where there's yidiyah b'tchila v'lo b'sof, or yidiyah b'sof v'lo b'tchila, where you can't bring another carbon, there Yom Kippur is mechaper. Okay? Again, things for which, just like a passion slam for which a carbon can't be mechaper, so to the Tumas Mikdash Kodosh for which this mechaper is something for which there is no other carbon to be brought, right? That's how I know that rebellion is the language of passion. Okay? Yeah, but we want to learn out not from logic. We want to learn purely from silken. No, I should go to that marv here. Okay. Hey, boy, idea b'tchila, b'yesh, b'yesh, b'idea b'sof. Now, a case where, till now we talk about sorry not to be theme atoning for the, where you knew behead at the end, the new at the beginning, not at the end. In other words, you never found out. Right? So therefore, the sorry not to be theme is machaper. What about the opposite case? You found out. You didn't know at the beginning. So you can't bring carbon out of the yard rate. And that might, soya nasa b'chutz yom kippur mechaper. The goat which is done outside the Kodesh, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and Yom Kippur itself is mechaper. Shem it says, milvad chatas kippurim. Besides the chatas kippurim, you do this. Chatas kippurim is the soya nasa b'fnim. So what does milvad mean? Amash zem mechaper, zem mechaper. It atones for the same thing, but whatever the first thing left. Meaning the first thing did, the first carbon sarnasim redeem does tumas mitash mekadoshav where you knew before but not after. This atones for the rest of it, meaning where you knew after but not before, right? Enam mechaper el adav sheish b'idea. Sorry, didn't want to mechaper el adav sheish b'idea. Tells only where there was some awareness either before or after. Alchitzel mechaper el adav sheish b'idea. Also tells only something where there's some awareness either before or after. What atones for where there's no awareness whatsoever? That'll be the next Mishnah. What do you want to say? What do you see to say, actually? Is the outer one, does the outer carbon, the inner carbon, does it leave you dangling? Because we said it leaves you dangling until you find out after Yom Kippur. Because there's talking about where there was Yediyah B'Tchila, there's no Yediyah B'Sof. So if you ever get Yediyah B'Sof, then you have to bring a real carbon. Yom Kippur's only total leaves you dangling to see if you'll find out, right? So what do we say about the outer carbon? We say Achitza Mechaper, the outer carbon atones altogether. Achitza Toil of Avnim Mechaper, do we say vice versa? The outer one is toto, leaves you dangling. Vavim mechaper, and the inner one is mechaper. Ozev is a yichlo, maybe both of them leave you dangling. Right? Ozev is a yichaper, both of them atone. Now, it's hard, I'm not sure exactly what this is going to leave you dangling for. I guess till you do more tshuva. In other words, it's mechaper, but it's not mechaper completely. So Mike Doom, what's the status? Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha said, you know, Milas Hamas. I saw something about this, but I don't understand it. What I saw, Rish Lakish Usi Kram Yerkum Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish asked this question from Rabbi Yochanan. What's the status after Yom Kippur for this guy? V'asi v'lei michluki b'as Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan answered him from Chiluki Kaporos. He mills, so that's what we're talking about. Philania the Marley, but I don't understand what he said to him. Oh, he said, Dilma Doi Machomis. He said, maybe this is what you saw, and this is how to understand it. Now, the next three lines are a mistake. Nobody says it except me, but it's clear that they're the same lines which appear in Amud Aleph in the different context. And it seems to me quite clear that the Sofer wrote to Yushalmi over and made a mistake. He saw the words, Machomis on Amud Aleph, because they appear there, and you saw these words over here, Machomis on the base, and by inadvertently he copied the next two lines, which are totally irrelevant here, and they're redundant. They appeared already in Amud Aleph. So let's skip to two dots. So this is where the question is. Question which Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, the same question we asked already beginning more. Ozev zev yichaperu, do they both atone, or do they both leave you dangling? Does one atone and one leave you dangling? Mikadon, what is the answer? The response is, which Rabbi Yochanan responded, he responded like this, Vidis Vadolov. It says, this is the Chiluki Kapora. Chiluki Kapora are the different gradations of sin. What are the different gradations of sin? Vidis Vadolov, when you do the Sawyer Lazozel, which is the main Kapora in Yom Kippur. The main Kapora for the main body of Averis committed by Klai Yisrael is the Sawyer Lazozel. So what do you confess to Sawyer Lazozel? His father love Avonos. Avonos, Elus, Donos, those are the intentional sins. Pshoim, Elum, Rodin, those are even worse, those are rebellious sins. Chatos, Elus, Shkogos, those are inadvertent sins. Nosa, and the animal carries these sins. Yechaper means it atones for these sins. Okay, so what does that teach us? I'm Rabbi Yamashem, Rabbi Shri Shlosh, Rabbi Yassin, Rabbi Shlosh, who obviously learned this from Rabbi Yochanan. The soil carries upon it as called Avonosam, all their Averos. Tophos, but it says Avonosam, mentions specifically Avonos. Tophos as Donos. It mentions the intentional sins. Vinyash Kogos, and doesn't think about the unintentional ones. Why? Loman read to teach you. Maz Donoshem Emchi of Korban. You know what for stuff for which you can't become chayav a korban, but stuff for which you become chayav a korban, it's always totally. What does totally mean? Maybe someday you'll be liable for the korban. Just like the tzoy is also chayav for avodas, intentional sins for which you can never be a korban. So to be mechaper other types of sins for which you can never be a korban. But it's not going to be mechaper in a sin completely, at least, for which you might potentially someday be liable of korban. Okay? So they say, Avshkal Shem Echi of korban. The lama bo lekan. So that's the case. What does the soya la zozel do for those things which you might potentially be a korban? Rabbi Lubashir Riyah said, Leklia. It suspends the problem, but it doesn't obliterate the problem. So we're going to learn from there. So says Mar, so wait a minute. So says Mar, v'yitle ochlei shkotzim ramasim. If it's tola on averus which don't mean a korban, maybe it's tola even on prohibitions which are lower than the ones which you usually bring a chatos. For example, eating a creepy crawly things, that's only a regular lav. It's not a chi of kares. Maybe the soya lazozo doesn't atones also for stuff which you don't mean korban because they're lighter prohibitions. So Shoshana Rabbi Zera said no. Chatosam. It says that the soya lazozo appears for atones for chatos, right? So machat the sum shenem alaun sheish b'chiyuv carbon. So chat astomly means something which is chiyuv carbon. Ab chat asum shenem akan. So here sheish b'chiyuv chatas, it's talking about chatas. Yotz was opposed to should be shkogos. The pain motion changes. Shem and chiyuv carbon is opposed to the lesser level of prohibition for which there would be no. For which there is no chiyuv carbon, that's not included in the kapara or even the tliya of the soy laws also. By the way, the word b'mashma, the first line, cleaner frying takes out. So the ma'isa, where we come out is all the karbanos yom kippur are toila. Meaning that if there's ever a possibility of you ever being a carbon, they don't atone. So even a case where the soy nasa b'chutz, which atones for a case where you didn't know. He didn't have idea b'tchila. Then he had a helem, then idea b'chutz. So the soya nasa b'chutz is toilet for that. It means if you ever come to recognize that you did have idea b'tchila, maybe it's a temporary amnesia, someday you realize it, and then there'll be a chi of karban, so Yom Kippur didn't obliterate that chi of karban. It always just a suspension. Perhaps someday you'll be liable to bring a karban. Okay? That's what it does. Says the Gemara, now getting back to the end of the Mishnah, it says, Milvar Chatasa Kippurim, right? I'm just going to finish the Mishnah and we'll stop. Milvar Chatasa Kippurim. What does Milvar Chatasa Kippurim mean? We explain. Shear Soya Nasa Bifnim, whatever the Soya Nasa Bifnim leaves over. The Soya Nasa Bifnim atones for where there's Yediyah B'tchila, it's Toila actually, where there's Yediyah B'tchila, Helem, but no Yediyah B'sof. So whatever that leaves over, the soya nasa b'chutz, it should say the soya nasa b'chutz and Yom Kippur are toilet, right? So it says the Gemara, mashi rosa, what does it leave over? It leaves over, ein b'idea t'chila v'yesh b'idea b'sof. The one on the inside is toilet mechaper for, well, we said a carbon, it is mechaper in the case where it's idea b'tchila, helem, idea b'sof. The soya nasa b'fnim is mechaper on idea b'tchila and then helem. What does it leave over? It says Bilvar Chatas Kippurim. Anything left over by that, the Sar Nasib Chutz is Mechaper for. That's a case where there is Helem and Yedia Basof. That goes on the Sar Nasib Chutz. Okay, we'll have to stop here for today.